Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with six race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Deadline for late summer registration is September 22nd. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. I'm standing at the corner of College and South Gilbert in downtown Iowa City, where a big dream is coming true for film lovers. For the last 3 years, people in Iowa City have watched the construction of the 15-story Chauncey Building. There's a lot going on in the building. It's a mix of commercial and residential space. But what's happening on the first floor is the thing that has film buffs excited. It's the new space for Film Scene, a nonprofit cinema and cultural organization. And as this big, beautiful new theater space is on the brink of opening, the grand opening is on September 20th, I asked Andrew Sherburn, one of the founders of Film Scene, and Joe Tiefenthaler, the executive director of Film Scene, to show me around. Sherburn is also a filmmaker best known for co-directing the documentary Saving Brinton. And here they are now. Andrew, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And Joe, thanks.
Hey, thanks for coming over.
Why don't you take us inside and we'll find a place to talk. You can show us your new digs.
All right, yeah,
sounds great.
The first thing I have to mention is that the grand opening is soon.
It's very soon.
And there's a lot happening still. How are stress levels around here?
Yeah, you can hear all the drills going in the background and the saws. And, you know, this team has been amazing, the construction team, and we're feeling pretty good. I mean, they promised us they'd deliver, and we're counting on it.
All right, well, why don't we try to find a quiet place to sit down?
That will be hard to find.
All right.
Yes.
Let's find a quiet-ish place to sit down, and then you guys can give us the grand tour.
That's great.
Okay. I think maybe we should go around.
Okay. We did already come into the theater, but we'll talk about it in a few minutes because this is the quietest place in the building as all of the construction is going on around us. But Andrew, I want you to take us back in time to 2011 when the idea for Film Scene really started, I mean, just really began. Tell us about your origin story.
It started with a pretty simple idea that, of course, got a lot more complex. But we just thought there ought to be a full-time movie theater downtown Iowa City. And the city of Iowa City had done a survey, and all of the citizens of Iowa City agreed. It was the number one thing that they wanted to see downtown at a time of revitalization and reinvestment down here. My co-founder Andy and I looked around the country to see, you know, what was happening in other communities like ours that we might be able to emulate. And we saw that the nonprofit model was something that was really catching on as a way to kind of bring the community into the organization and be a part of it. So we founded Film Scene as a 501c3 nonprofit. We drafted a mission. We found a board. We scrapped together about $20 each so that we could pay for the filing fees. And that was it. Then we were going. And I think the next big step, we started doing some programming in the community, kind of some one-off events, whether they were at City Park here or in churches and rock clubs, just anywhere we could find a screen, and just started to get the word out to people and tell them what we were doing. And about that same time, we started looking for homes, you know, where could we actually physically build something in downtown Iowa City.
Well, and you're doing all of this at a time when theaters are closing all across the country. So in saying that the nonprofit idea was starting to catch on, in a sense, it was the only way to start a theater at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the movies have always been big business in America, but it was a time of more consolidation, really, I would say. And so here in this market, one company had come in and bought the theaters and moved more screens to fewer locations, you know, that kind of multi-screen, multiplex model that we see most everywhere now. So definitely what we wanted to do was something different. We wanted to have a smaller, more intimate venue where we really felt like we could connect with our community and get to know them, and they could tell us what they wanted to see on screen, and we could find those films for them. And I think it made a lot of sense, especially here in Iowa City.
And what were you wanting to see? What was your vision for what Film Scene would bring to the public?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to see great new films when they came out around the country, and we weren't getting that. But what, you know, I think what we always have wanted is not just great cinema, but great community. And so we build community through the programming that we do. And so I wanted to see people come together and appreciate film as an art form. And then have discussions about it. You know, we always say we don't want to funnel people out the back door into the parking lot when the credits roll. We want them to come out to the lobby and talk with us, the people who work here, or each other, and talk about what they just saw and how it relates to their lives, to the world we live in.
So you said you started looking for a space, and people in Iowa City might be familiar with your little theater jammed in there on the pedestrian mall in downtown Iowa City. How did you make that connection? How did you find that space?
So finding a space was a real challenge here in Iowa City. You know, the spaces that were available, there's not a lot of kind of, you know, there's not old warehouses just waiting to be turned into a movie theater. So we had to find, you know, a retail space that had high enough ceilings that we could fit a movie theater in there. So we were lucky enough to make a connection with Mark Moen and the Moen Group, who were rehabilitating an old historic building, an 1860 building right there on the Ped Mall. And they put a lot of money into it to bring it up to code and to make it a space that new ideas could happen. And so we were fortunate enough to make that connection. And I think, you know, it's important maybe to going back to 2011 and thinking about our quest for a new home. You know, the city of Iowa City had this piece of land that we're standing on right now that they were looking for ideas. They were looking to redevelop this piece of land. And so one of the first calls we made was to Mark Moen because he was interested in trying to bring, you know, something new to downtown. And so we worked together alongside the design team from Rohrbach Associates, and we put together an idea for a multi-use building that happened to feature a nonprofit movie theater on the first two floors.
And then you endured years of controversy and arguing over this building and lawsuits, and now magically just a few years later, here we are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was at a time of a lot of change here in Iowa City, and so people had strong feelings about it, but it's one thing I love about Iowa City is that people do have strong feelings about the place they live. So we kept pushing along, and here we are. Yeah, and it's that extra time has actually in some ways been great for our organization, allowed more people to get to know us, allowed us to grow a little bit more naturally and organically, and so now we're ready.
Well, Joe Tiefenthaler is also here with us. I've been talking with Andrew Sherburn, who's one of the founders of Film Scene. Joe is the executive director of Film Scene. I saw you wiping a little bit of dust off the arm of one of your brand new, beautiful theater seats there. Joe, tell me where you came into the story.
I came into the story first as a moviegoer at Film Scene. Andrew had noted that, you know, there was a severe gap in this community for indie films and documentaries and foreign films, and I was just delighted at the time that there was a new home for that and that it was within walking distance of where I lived. So I started as just a lover of Film Scene. I think I was a member first, and a number of months in, it sounded like they were kind of getting kicked in the pants. It was so welcomed by the community that they were too busy and needed to staff up. And I was ecstatic as an applicant and was really joyful to come on in late 2014 and just be here through the evolution of the organization. And it's been really special coming through here and seeing Andrew, seeing the early board members, the founders walk through the space and actually see that vision. Because, you know, for them, it's been 8 years in the making, and, you know, and we're basically, you know, 7 days away from what is about 7 years in a design process. So it's really fun to see their eyes walk through the space that they've been thinking about for so long.
The space you are in on the Ped Mall is going to remain part of Film Scene. But if anybody has gone to a movie there, it feels like you put a movie theater in a space that was not necessarily meant for a movie theater. But there are also there are some fun, funky features about it, like some non-traditional seating and things like that. So as you were designing this space, were there elements of that space that you wanted to bring into this?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you mentioned, this is a very purpose-built, state-of-the-art movie theater, one that's been designed down to the very last detail to be a movie theater. So it's an amazing space from kind of a presentation level, you know, the very best picture and sound. But, you know, having now spent 5 or 6 years down on the Ped Mall, and people really kind of coming to love that scrappy little startup movie theater that we were, we did want to bring some of that in here. So, you know, there's things like some non-traditional seating. Again, you know, we'll have in our uppermost rows and balconies kind of a cabaret style seating. We wanted to have a little bit of a softer feel when you came in here. So these two theaters are wrapped in wood. And we brought in some of the, we wanted to harken back to kind of the old movie palace feel. So we've brought in 830 LED lights that look like those classic marquees. So, you know, just ways that we can make people feel like, wow, this is something incredibly new and modern that I've never seen in Iowa. And at the same time, feel like, wow, this is home.
Andrew Sherburn is one of the founders of Film Scene, a nonprofit cinema and cultural organization in Iowa City. I've also been talking with executive director Joe Tiefenthaler. Their big, beautiful new theater in the Chauncey Building in downtown Iowa City opens on Friday. They showed me around ahead of their grand opening. The tour and our conversation continues in a moment on Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This Friday, a big, beautiful new theater space opens for Film Scene, a nonprofit theater and cultural organization in Iowa City. This new space has been a long time coming in the new Chauncey Building in downtown Iowa City. And I asked Andrew Sherburn, one of the founders of Film Scene, and executive director Joe Tiefenthaler to show me around. We're in this theater right now. We just came in here because it was the quiet space-ish. But tell us about the room that we're in right now, Joe.
Yeah, so we're currently just standing what we're calling Theater 2. This space is pretty much about the same size as we have in our Scene 1 location right now. But with that purpose built, we're able to design a better experience in here. And Andrew was noting a lot of non-traditional elements that still harken to theaters. But a lot of this is very intentionally designed to create a unique space and movie-going experience for our cinema and for our community specifically. You'll notice the touches along the walls. It's not a rippled curtain to dampen sound. They are acoustical panels that are specifically designed with the colors that then flip-flop as they sort of, the accent colors swap in Theater 1, which is our bigger theater. But we do have, you know, this is all stadium seating. The seats are wonderful. We even have loungers. And, you know, there's a balcony in this facility, which is really fun. Just a different element that still continues that. Like that kind of feel of like this is intentionally built as a theater, but it is built a little differently in almost every aspect.
I want to try out one of these seats, and then I want to see the balcony. All right, all so right. Let's try this out. Seat number one.
Sit here.
Oh, well, an even better seat.
One.
This one. Ooh, a recliner. Okay, that's extremely comfortable. Much more comfortable than your seating in your Ped Mall location, I have to say. But yeah, it's a recliner. It's a beautiful seat. I could spend happy evenings here. Nice. All right, let's walk upstairs and see the balcony space if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay.
As we're walking into the balcony, I just really want to point out one of the exciting things about this space is that it's just going to really increase our accessibility. This hallway we're walking down now is directly connected to the parking ramp, so you can get in, especially for folks if you're just battling the Iowa weather, or if you are someone like in a wheelchair, you're able to just come right in without any sort of hurdles. We also just have that expanded visibility being on, like finally on a streetscape. But there is, you know, a bus lane and a bike path. It's one of the main thoroughfares for walking on, like, to and from campus. And also, there's a covered drop-off, so just a lot of other elements and amenities that we're able to provide with this space.
Oh, nice.
So here we are, and this is the balcony of Theater 2. It's a unique viewing spot. Again, kind of, you might think back to some of those old movie palaces that had balconies. But, you know, we'll have some nice soft seating up here. There's a built-in countertop, so it's a great place to kind of come and, you know, have a drink maybe and put your popcorn up there and sit with some friends and kind of a more intimate viewing experience, I think.
So You have the nice stadium seats downstairs. People will be able to reserve their seats ahead of time. With balcony seating, does that get reserved ahead of time as well?
Yeah, so this new facility is mostly reserved seating. So for our new release films, it'll be pick your seats before you get here or pick them when you get to the box office, which is nice. It allows you to know exactly where you're going to be, and then you can, you know, maybe spend a few more moments deciding what beverages to get with your popcorn.
And do you expect the balcony to go first? What's your bet?
Yeah, I think once people see it, they'll want to sit up here. But you know, I think we're very fortunate. There's not a bad seat in the house. They're really well designed spaces, and you know, we made sure, working with the consultants that we work with that do this all the time, to make sure that the viewing angles and the placement and the seating is all specific to this location, to this theater. So I think you'll enjoy it no matter where you are.
And through those elements that, you know, harken back to a history in cinema all the way up to what is very modern, we're able to work with this company, Boston Light and Sound, that is putting in the projection and sound experience will be like unlike anything else you can get within driving distance. Some 4K digital projectors, the 16 speakers in each space, just really getting the sound around you. But then we are also, you know, we're putting in, you'll see here in this space, we are installing a 16 millimeter projector, and then the other in theater one we'll have 35 millimeter projectors, and we're going to be, if not the only, we'll be one of the only theaters in Iowa that's doing reel to reel film presentation.
Why is that important to you in this day and age when there are so many different ways to deliver movies?
Well, I think film is an art form, first of all. And, you know, part of the way that we like to present film as art is the experience is important. So watching a film on this screen will feel different than watching something, you know, with modern digital technology. There's different sounds, the light's different. You know, I think it's an experience that a lot of people haven't experienced at all. You know, some of the students here at the University of Iowa may not remember that. And I think a lot of people kind of have fond memories of it. Hopefully the film's not going to burn up in the projector like we all remember happening
right.
Once in a while. We're going to be certified here to handle archival prints, you know, so that we can access some of those great films. And it's just, you know, 35 millimeter was the predominant format for decades, a century really. So to be able to see some of these films in their original format, that's important.
Do you have anything sitting around in your storehouse that's on 16 millimeter that you're eager to show?
One of our employees is Ross Myers, our head projectionist, is a total nerd for this kind of stuff. And
you're all total nerds for this kind of stuff.
Totally
okay.
True. We're excited because I think he's in November. He's already procured what he called, even today, just a very scratchy 16 millimeter print of Dirty Harry. That'll probably be the first film that we light up with that projector.
All right. With things like that, I mean, obviously you have to get rights to show whatever films you show. With an old print like that, how does that work?
Well, those.
You don't know yet.
We do. Yeah, you have to get. It's even a little more difficult because these prints are usually in short supply, right? They're not making new ones, so a lot of the prints will be held by archive houses around the country, whether it's California, New York, or somewhere else. You know, the Library of Congress out in D.C. So you know, they're pretty picky about who they loan these out to. So that's going to be our challenge to make sure that we're certified and ready to handle them.
Yeah. And we're bummed that our programming director, Rebecca Fons, couldn't be here, but she's at TIFF right now, really getting those films ready for us for the winter and spring seasons. But Rebecca is deeply in contact with so many distributors and just has such good relations. That's how we've been able to build our programming, just from, you know, from that intentionality. And our growing audience, Iowa City coming out to movies, is allowing us to also get other films or unique experiences.
Now, we started kind of backwards. We started in your smaller theater, so why don't you take us to the big theater? And we'll walk through where people will be coming in and the concession stand and all that along the way, right?
Yeah, let's do
all
it.
All right, great.
So, kind of coming through here, this is how most people will enter film scene. We've got this hallway that kind of leads right up to our box office here over on the left side. So this will be where you can purchase your tickets. Our friendly staff will be here. We'll also have an automated kiosk so that people can pick their seats if we're not around at the time. Get your memberships. We are a member-supported organization, so you can buy a membership here. And then, kind of as you move further, you see this magnificent concession stand.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You were talking about the LED lights earlier, and this is it. It looks like a tin ceiling.
Yeah, it's a tin ceiling with LED light every foot. So it's a huge ceiling, a canopy of lights, and then this amazing curved concession stand. It's in a pristine white right now. We're going to try and keep it that way. We'll see.
Yeah, and we look forward, you know, especially with the expansion of seats, we know that we'll have a lot more patrons through. So this was designed for more amenities, but a more efficient process through of getting, we'll be able to have, there's more taps for beer. We love working with local Iowa breweries and continuing that. Wine, we will have a liquor license, expanded food options, and just all that stuff where, like Vino Verde, where we like to pair wine with film or all those other opportunities to be more than a movie theater. This is also going to be a really fun place for us to toy with letting people have, or forcing people to have a really fun evening.
Forcing people.
So we're walking through here with 1 week before we open, and every single day, actually we've been here twice today, and there are new things since we got here this morning. So they are working double time right now to make sure this place opens.
All right, so now we're in the big theater. Tell us what we're seeing.
Yeah, this is Theater One, or the Blue Theater, and it's much bigger than Theater Two. There are seats for about 121 in this room, counting our accessible seating for ADA compliance. And then if you look around, you know, it's just a much bigger hall. The screen that's here behind me is 26 feet wide, so it's a big upgrade from if you've seen a movie on the Ped Mall with us or even in Theater 2. This is going to be a really big screen. And
Andrew, I hate to point out that there is no screen behind you, actually.
That's true. At the moment, it is just a frame for a screen, but it's actually kind of a fun moment because you can see the way that these are constructed. So people may not realize how big the speakers are that are directly behind the screen. That's how you get that sound that really feels like it's coming directly from the image in front of you. And then as you look around the space, there are dozens of speakers as well to give that full surround sound experience. Yeah.
Well, and I was pretty impressed with the seats in the other theater, but I'm looking up and these are super cushy seats.
Yeah, there's a variety of seating. There are both those traditional cinema rockers, and then we've got these loungers here, which you're eyeing, I can tell. You're more than welcome to sit down in those, too, if you want.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a try. Okay, see, I could sleep in this. I could live in this. So you have to show only exciting films in here, or people will fall asleep, right?
Right, yeah, we're going to leave the lights on just so you don't fall asleep.
That's good.
What this building also shows, and especially with this space and looking at, you know, we started as a cinema that had one screen and 65 seats. Now we're going to have five different rooms operating of, you know, 120 seats, 67 seats, 59 seats, 35 and 25 seats. So we look forward to the best event, the best film, and the best fit, the right space, and the right night. So we're excited about the opportunities because we have a lot of series, we have a lot of collaborations, a lot of partnerships, and we're able to now accept even more. And I think last year we showed something like 350 movies, and we're kind of worried but excited about showing something around like maybe 500 or 600 films this coming year.
The new space will allow you to do so many new things, and of course people can experience movies in a new way, but it actually opens up opportunities to show different films that you wouldn't have been qualified to show before, right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think this is going to expand our programming in both directions. We're going to be able to do smaller films that now we have a room for, but as you mentioned, we'll be able to do bigger films that maybe we wouldn't have been able to snag before. So even opening night, we're opening with the new Downton Abbey film, which I think your listeners probably are familiar with that series, excited about that one. That's a huge film, and it's doing a lot of business already in pre-sales, and so we're excited. We've sold something like 400 seats already just for opening weekend for that film. That's going to be a big hit for us, and that really helps us bring new audiences in so that we can show them the complete breadth of our programming, and hopefully they come back for more of the deep cuts that we offer as well.
Were there other theaters that you were in touch with as you were developing plans for this, other places you aspired to be like?
Yeah, definitely. We're part of almost like a consortium. It's called the Art House Convergence, and I think from the very beginning, Andrew and Andy were in touch with cinemas, film streams in Omaha, the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and you know theaters in Nashville and other places that are very similar and do very similar work for communities. And we were in touch with them throughout the process. And since this has been a long process, we've actually just been able to get more feedback over the years. As we were dialing things in, we talked to a lot of other EDs or programmers. What would you have done differently during your process? What, like, you know, what aspects are going to come up, or how did you stay sane? You know, so there was a lot of feedback and advice that we received from very, very friendly cinemas around the country.
Yeah, I mean, we love movies, and so a lot of us, if we travel to other parts of the countries, we'd like to stop in and see how other people, other communities watch movies. And so we visited a lot of movie theaters, and, you know, we learned a lot of lessons, but our design team also had a very unique vision, something that I think is going to be truly a one-of-a-kind experience, both watching movies here, but also this space is so different from what I think people know of as movie theaters. It's not a black box where you end up down at the end of a hallway kind of seeing, you know, a movie back in a corner. Our two theaters are surrounded by public space. So we really want people to think of this as a space where they can gather, whether they're seeing a movie or not. This is a community space. We're a community organization, and we want to see people here all the time.
Yeah, one thing I really love about even being in this space is the building, you know, starts to open more and more. Is that when I came to school, the first time I was ever on this piece of property was when I was getting on a Greyhound bus to go to Chicago for a weekend. And pretty soon it closed after that, and there wasn't really a lot of activity on some really nice, like, real estate or property downtown. And now we do have, like, you know, the expansion of our cinema, the bowling alley and a restaurant, the coffee shop, a hotel, and spaces where people can live. I think even between the two open for the community floors that are here, you can have something like almost 1,000 people here enjoying a night or a weekend in Iowa City. And that's, I think, really exciting to bring to our downtown.
Joe Tiefenthaler is executive director of Film Scene in Iowa City. I've also been talking with Andrew Sherburn, a filmmaker and one of the founders of Film Scene. Their new theater space in downtown Iowa City opens on Friday, and we will continue our conversation in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon. October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Deadline for late summer registration is September 22nd. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This Friday, a big, beautiful new theater space opens for Film Scene, a nonprofit theater and cultural organization in Iowa City. I asked Andrew Sherburn, one of the founders of Film Scene, and executive director Joe Tiefenthaler to show me around. And before the break, we were talking about the location of the theater in the new Chauncey Building in the heart of downtown Iowa City. Speaking of real estate, I mean, you are on prime real estate in Iowa City. You are a nonprofit theater. So tell me how this works financially.
Well, right now we're kind of in the middle of a huge capital campaign for reinvestment in the arts in Iowa City. So we're partnering with the Englert Theater, which a lot of people know of as kind of our historic performing arts venue. And so we've been raising money. Our goal is $6.5 million. We're at about 4.1 right now. So we've made a lot of great headway, but there's still a ways to go. You know, we're asking people to put their name on a chair if they want to. So that campaign, Strength and Grow Evolve, you can go to strengthandgrowevolve.org if you want to learn more about it. But our ultimate goal, there's a lot of investments that we want to make as part of that campaign, but the ultimate goal is something that's just a little bit more heady. We think Iowa City can make a name for itself as the greatest small city for the arts in America. And with the cultural riches that we have here and the opportunities that we offer all of our residents year-round, I think that's attainable.
As a filmmaker, you have traveled the world, really. I mean, Saving Brinton traveled and traveled and traveled, and you showed in so many different places. As you experienced all of those different theater experiences, did you bring some of that home with you to this theater?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were so many people that had a hand in this, but there were definitely things that, I saw out there that were inspiring. You know, when we took Saving Britain over to Rotterdam for our European premiere, that's a pretty modern city. So some of that kind of modern aesthetic brought its way back here. But, you know, there are so many great, whether it's a regional film festival or, you know, a small art house operating here in America. I think what we take from them is just the way that they engage their patrons and everything that they do, and the way that they really make it feel like everyone who comes here is part of this organization, and we really we want to know people by name, we want to see them often, and it's really about building community.
The small space that you have now on the Pedmall, Film Scene on the Pedmall, I think it'll be called now. What are you going to do with that space? Because that's going to remain in the Film Scene family, right?
Yeah, as we were just saying, we have now five rooms where we can do the best fit for the best things. We're going to keep that space very active, probably have more opportunities to do rooftop screenings and the like, but that will be very active. And, you know, it even houses and really was able to, it allowed us to establish our education program. So we had, our animation camp for kids, teaching kids how to make animated films. That has grown from 2 weeks to, I think next year it'll be 15. And so we'll have concurrent weeks in this space and over there. So as our mission grows out and these community endeavors expand, we'll just be finding all the spaces to keep everything lit up and active.
What are you most excited about being able to do when this opens that you haven't been able to do in the past?
Take a day off, maybe.
I doubt that's going to happen. So,
you know, I think this is kind of the culmination of a big dream that our organization has had since day one. So there is going to be that moment of just enjoying it, soaking it in. But, you know, we're restless people and we like to keep busy. So we are looking to the future. And, you know, one of the big things that's maybe around the horizon for us is the start of a film festival here in Iowa City. And, you know, the landscape here will offer, it's kind of the perfect place to host a film festival. We'll have two locations within a few blocks of each other, five screens, as Joe mentioned. We'll also have places like the Englert Theater, which are big for gala events and, you know, big premieres and things like that. So we're well situated for a film festival. Joe can tell you a little bit more about maybe what we're thinking of for that festival.
Well, especially, you know, I came through Iowa City. I found the arts community because of the literary community here in Iowa City. And so I just come with that sort of like book lover background. Obviously, we're the UNESCO City of Literature and the first in the States. And when we were looking at the potential, like what could we do for a film festival, we didn't want to do something that just sort of like slapped that phrase like International Film Festival on it. We wanted to really create something else. And we looked to our friends in Columbia, Missouri, who through their like renowned journalism school really have fostered a community that cares about nonfiction. And they run a documentary film festival. So it, you know, it started with the community first, but then it now has grown to be one of the top three documentary film festivals in the world or so. So we were like, what are we? We are a UNESCO City of Literature. Let's look at adaptations. So we look forward to bringing in, you know, the book to film experience, but across a variety of landscapes. So it could be a documentary that started as a journalistic piece. It could be a short film that was turned into a feature length film. It could be a remake or a restoration. But we look forward to having the writers of the books and the films, the directors, as much as we can come in. We're hoping that agents can come in that found an option to those books to maybe meet with the writers here in this community and option their books and make those films that we can hopefully then premiere in a few years after that. So it'll be a process festival as well as something that starts with our Iowa City community's passion, but then will, I think, really attract a lot of people from across the country because there isn't a festival like that in the landscape.
Andrew, when you first started talking about this with friends back in 2011, you all chipped in $20 to start the nonprofit. I suspect you couldn't really have imagined that it would get this big. Why do you think the community has responded in the way that it has to support what is ostensibly a movie theater? Why is it so important to Iowa City?
Well, I think, first of all, Iowa City loves the arts. We like to engage our minds. We like to engage community. So going out and participating in the arts is something that I think is just, you know, that's essential here in Iowa City. That's what everyone does. It's part of the way that we live here. But I think, you know, from the very beginning, we made a conscious effort to to bring people into the fold. And so when we did our very first crowdfunding campaign, we said, you know, any amount matters. And a lot of people gave $1 or $5 or $10, you know, something that was small, but committed them to being a part of this moving forward. So when we opened our doors and we already had 800, 1,000 people that owned a little piece of this organization, I think that that was like the moment when I knew that people here cared, that they would be in this for the long haul and that they would help see us through to our ultimate goals.
There are going to be people in other communities around the state listening and thinking, oh, I wish I had a theater like that in my community. And it seems like such an insurmountable task to do all the things that you guys have done in the last 8 years. What do you have for advice for people who want to bring this kind of film to their town?
There are communities all around the state that have rallied to bring cinema back to their community. Our programming director, Rebecca Fons, is a Winterset native, and Winterset has the Iowa Theater, which was closed, shuttered, in need of a lot of repairs, and Rebecca and her community gathered together to reopen that space, and now it's an active part of their downtown. And there are other examples around the state. Iowa actually has a wealth of kind of historic movie palaces. They all probably need a little TLC at this point, whether they're from the 1920s or the 1950s. But there are communities scattered all across the state that are recognizing that the movie theater and that communal viewing experience is something that has to be preserved. You don't get that at home on the couch. And so whatever it takes for those communities, it's possible.
A lot of the programming that we are able to put on in this community, this is the only chance to engage that film many times across the state, but at least within driving distance. And we want that to change. I'm from Northwest Iowa, and I would have loved to have grown up with something like this that was more intentionally a community space rather than just that theater. As Andrew's noting, you get in the car right away, you leave and you go to another part of your life. So I hope, people can contact us. We're open books. We want any community to thrive, and we love talking about how we did it, what we learned, what we would have done differently, and hope that this just builds a better film community across the state.
What else do we need to see before we go?
Well, we've actually got one more theater here.
Yeah.
And then there's something that you can see through the windows up there, so let's go take a look.
Okay,
so here we're walking into our third screen here at the Chauncey. And this room is a unique room because it's a flexible space. Most of the time, we'll probably operate it like any of our other screens. It'll seat about 30 people. It's got a pretty sizable screen for this room. It's going to sound really great. So this is going to be a wonderful place to watch some of those like art house gems that we otherwise wouldn't be able to bring to this community. Whether it's a foreign film or an indie documentary or something like that. But then it also gives us the flexibility to do other sorts of programming in here. So this seating will be modular. We'll be able to push it out to the edges, and we'll be able to do whether it's one of those education programs Joe was talking about, where we teach kids how to make films, or whether it's a reception or whatever else people might be able to dream up that pairs well with movies.
Yeah, we've even talked with one partner that really wants to start a yoga and movie series that would just be like, you can take out all the chairs and didn't do anything like that. But yeah, hosting board meetings or anything, the space would be very active and collaborative, and it was built for just such a thing. But it also, as Andrew noted on the way over, it is open glass to the outdoors, and that overlooks that park will be reborn next year. So I know it'll be very great to open that up to the community. But we look forward to putting a 50-foot screen out there and, every Saturday night, collaborating with Summer of the Arts and putting on films that are free for our community, and just get that going, get that active again.
It's exciting. And this space is not going to open on Saturday, right? That's just
You're
a guess, an educated guess.
This space is going to come on board a little bit down the road. We're doing some kind of tech swaps within our spaces, and so we want to make sure that we keep as many spaces active as possible. So we'll open this one a little bit later and keep our Ped Mall locations rolling.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to both of you and to everybody involved in this project. It's a really beautiful space.
Thanks. We're really proud of it. We're excited to show it off to the community, and we're excited for the dust to clear so we can actually get down to watching some movies.
Absolutely. Andrew Sherburn and Joe Tiefenthaler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Film Scene is a nonprofit theater and cultural organization in Iowa City. Their brand new theater opens on Friday. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. This episode was produced by Matthew Alvarez. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.